Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Good music always cheers you up a little bit, you know?
You know what? Sometimes it doesn't.
That's fair.
In intense grief, I don't think it does.
You're not wrong, Joe. You're not
anything.
Wrong.
But look, I know everyone's frustrated and many are angry. And, you know, emotions are running high and kind of all over the place. I am curious if others agree with me in being less down on the Phillies and the press conference. I just view it through the prism of being very tough to win, which is obviously what Dombrowski said, but I know a lot of people don't want to hear it. So anyway, you can react on either side of that. 215-592-9494. Let's also get a little bit more into the Eagles in this game. So they've lost two in a row for the first time since 2023. And, you know, teetering to a certain extent. Now, some good news on the injury front. You know, Quinyon Mitchell, full participant yesterday in practice, but Jalen Carter less so. So those two flipped, which I did not expect. I also did not expect in mid-October to feel this shaky about the Eagles. I said earlier this week, I think the Eagles may miss the playoffs. That had never entered my mind until last Thursday night. We had Ray Dittinger on the show earlier this week. I want to play some audio of Ray. It's about Minnesota, but also broader on the Eagles and concerns moving forward to be full disclosure. He says this on Monday before you know certain aspects of the injury report, like Quinyon looking better than we might have thought. But Ray said a lot about the Eagles and the Vikings and what's going on with the team. And I want to get to this audio. But before we do that, we have it. James, let's do it. Let's listen to Ray earlier this week.
If you want to try to be the ultimate optimist and be the glass more than half full guy, you can say that, okay, this is the game where everybody is going to just sort of regroup and they're going to come back and they're going to reassess where they are and they're going to make some fixes and they're going to come back and they're going to play really good like they did coming out of the Tampa game a year ago. Could that happen? I guess maybe. But I got to tell you, I'm not terribly optimistic about it. I'm really not. I mean, right now there just seem to be some real fundamental cracks in the foundation, which I don't know that you just are going to fix those in a week. I mean, I'm thinking, to me, the cornerback situation is so critical right now that if I'm Howie, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I got to make a deal.
Now, again, Quinyon clearly in better shape than we knew on Monday when he made that statement. When John, on Monday, I was thinking Quinyon, I thought he might be out for 3 or 4 weeks. So
it's a hamstring. He's a cornerback. I'm shocked that he was able to fully practice yesterday. He was limited the first day. He was full.
Yeah, I mean, it must not have been like that bad a hamstring. Yeah.
They probably ruled him out for precaution.
When they got him out quick.
When it happened, they did. It wasn't like he could still walk when it happened. Like it was, I couldn't even tell.
Without a limp?
Yeah, I couldn't even tell that it was a hamstring. He was kind of grabbing it, and the trainer's looking at him, and I think it was, like Rhea said, like more of a, okay, let's just take you out now.
Because they didn't think they were going to lose to the Giants.
Yeah. And, like, you're playing on MetLife Turf, even though Jalen Carter said earlier this week when we were talking to him, like, someone asked, you know, was it because of the turf that they decided, you know, to not let you play? And he was like, no, we have to play there twice or multiple times a season. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that Quinyon's wasn't as severe, but Jalen Carter also sounded optimistic that he can go Sunday, which is really good news.
He said that yesterday?
He said he's playing. Said it Wednesday.
Yeah, flat out, he said he's I'm playing.
But I don't know if that's well,
but the problem
totally
is here's what happens is when
how
you're
how hard are you playing? How well?
Well, that's
are you
that's
playing?
Another whole question. But you, when you practice full on Wednesday, and then you're downgraded Thursday, that worries me because did something pop up?
Of course.
Or are they just backing off on them? You know, you just don't know.
That's a worry. Let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, good morning.
Hammer, how are you doing today, son?
I'm good, man. I mean, I'm getting ready for my Beat the Hammer victory in about 40 minutes. It's what I do.
We'll see about that, Adam.
Yeah, we will, actually. You're right.
You
know what, Dennis? Let me say it. I'm like the L.A. Dodgers of sports trivia.
Oh, God.
No, that's brutal.
That's disgraceful.
No, that's
you
brutal.
And you and Dombrowski deserve to go get locked in a room where you could tell each other how great you both are.
That's not good. That's not good.
not
wrong, though.
That press conference did not leave me warm and fuzzy. I'm telling you. And Bryce, you know, Bryce is a very good player, but somebody said it earlier in the show, he's the image of the team, and some of the times he looked like he didn't care running out of ground ball or something like that. But beyond that, his stats this year, do you know that the national media puts a stat up? During the year, with runners in scoring position, he batted .238 with 3 home runs and 41 RBIs with runners
in
scoring
brutal.
Position.
That's brutal.
And the last 4 years, I did the stats. He's averaged 24 or 25 homers, 75 RBIs for the last 4 years. That just doesn't get it done, Hammer.
Not good. Well, I'll tell you what, Dennis. I want to play this audio of Dombrowski from yesterday. As always, bud, appreciate the call. James, let's make an audible here. Let's go to the fifth one. James and I have all these numbers for all these cuts of
a lot
of
numbers today, Joe.
A lot of numbers. So we're going to what we call Dombrowski 5. It's on Bryce Harper. I thought it was the most notable thing that Dave Dombrowski said yesterday. I did not expect it. Here's what Dombrowski said.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still a all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, Nick, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age. Again, he's not old. That level off. Or I've seen guys rise again.
I was shocked. And here's the thing, guys.
Wow.
Like, he didn't say anything that I haven't been thinking and saying.
Yeah.
But John said it.
He said it.
Plain as day. Basically, he's challenging Bryce Harper.
Totally.
This is gentlemanly in the challenge, but man.
Ain't that gentlemanly.
Yeah. I didn't think there was anything gentlemanly about that.
I thought it was stunning.
Well, he's plainly speaking in the way that he does. And it's fair to say that, yeah, Bryce needs to do better, and he's telling him that.
I would put it at 1,000%. 1,000. That Bryce Harper was ticked off hearing that.
His birthday.
And I think, I didn't even realize it was his birthday. That's funny. I also think it goes kind of hand in hand with what, even though it sounds like opposite things, than that what Topper said immediately after about Bryce Harper when he was asked a similar question, and that was, you know, I think Bryce Harper is going to be motivated to go out and have its best season yet next season. And I think it plays into what Dombrowski said. I think it could be a little nudge in the effort department and the, you know, come on, we need you to be the Bryce Harper that we expected. I also wonder, like, remember last season, there were rumors that Bryce Harper wanted an extension.
Yeah, the last two seasons.
And yeah. I think Dombrowski, it could be like, look, you want an extension, you gotta show us that
totally.
You deserve an extension.
Well, I believe, again, using the Bobby Clark, Eric Lindros thing, I believe And Ree and James, you two may remember this. I believe the line was, if you want to be paid as the highest paid player in hockey, you have to be the best player in hockey. I think that was the line. And it was one of those like, whoa. And this is before everything hit the fan between Bobby Clark and Lindros.
Yeah, but they had family issues.
But things had simmered. Yeah. They had tamped a lot of it down publicly. Yeah. But you started seeing cracks of like, whoa, something's going on behind the scenes. And then again, that was somewhere in the 98, 99 range.
I just remember.
And then everything all broke loose in 2000.
Forget what he was referring to. It's something with Lindros. What are we selling? Wheat? I forget what it was. It had something to do with all of their. That was a crazy time.
James, I can't remember other than that one anything else. And maybe there's another one, but a player that's like the best player or one of the top two that's so crystal clear. Now, maybe there was something back in the 70s or 80s with a Phillies exec in Schmitty, but like probably not. I mean, Dallas Green would say a lot, but I mean, Schmitty was phenomenal.
Yeah.
James, can you remember any? I mean, no, I don't remember Andy ever saying this about Donovan.
Dude, no one. I didn't even remember the Lindros one. When you say it, it sparked my memory, and I do remember that. But like, as far as I was concerned, this was the one. You know, like after yesterday, and the Lindros one's there. But it was stunning. It was stunning. I mean,
because he went out of his way for it, James.
Oh, it was calculated. That's the point. Totally. It was very calculated. Like he didn't have to do it, and he hasn't ever done it before. Every time he's been asked questions about Bryce Harper, it's about how great he is, what a superstar. We know we're gonna get more from Bryce. Whatever. Like this is the first time he's ever done this.
Yeah.
It was calculated. It was purposeful. I was floored by it.
And again, that tells me it's more than just the performance, that there's something personal there. I don't know it. I can't prove it. I'm just telling you, when things like that are said, a la Bobby Clark and Eric Lindros, usually it's personal. Because the organizations are so adept these days, and have been for a long time, at covering things up, not letting things out. And when an executive goes, again, out of his way to say what Dombrowski says about Bryce, that tells me it runs pretty deep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There's no easy way out.
Sing it, Hugh.
There's no shortcut home. Ain't no easy way out, Joe.
No. Hugh Douglas, confident. Well, at least he said so. That the Eagles are going to bounce back on Sunday against the Vikings. Me? Not so much. I need to see them play well before I start believing they're going to play well again. 215-592-9494. We will get back to all of your Eagles calls here. Are you feeling a bounce back? Are you confident in the Birds this weekend? Look, this game feels 23-20-ish, 2017. Could they win a coin flip game? Yeah, I mean, Carson Wentz could absolutely take a bunch of sacks, fumble the football, throw it to Zach Bond, and we win a defensive low-scoring struggle. I believe that certainly could happen. But confidence, especially on the offensive side, I got to see them play well before I feel really confident. We'll get back to all your phone calls coming up. But we want to get to this because yesterday we were on, we aired the entire Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson press conference. We reacted a little bit to some of the bigger things. I was mostly frustrated with the tone of Dave Dombrowski yesterday because I just felt it was more of like, what are you going to do? It's baseball. We'll just shrug our shoulders and there's nothing we can do.
Made a lot of good points.
He did. Did not, actually. He made points that pissed me off yesterday because it felt like a lot of sorry guys. We'll get it again next year. And no passion from Dave Dombrowski. But this caught all of our attention. In fact, this one, it was one of those, like, Hugh and I took the microphones, I mean, the headphones off our ears and looked at each other like, what did he just say? Let's listen to Dave Dombrowski yesterday talking about Bryce Harper, the season he had, the player he used to be, the player he is now. Here is Dombrowski.
In Bryce's case, of course, he's still a quality player. He's still an all-star caliber player. He didn't have an elite season like he has had in the past. And I guess we only find out if he becomes elite or he continues to be good. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, it's like if you say to me, I look around the league, I was trying to think, Freddie Freeman. He's a really good player, right? He still is a good player. Is he elite like he was before? Probably not to the same extent. And so that's nothing, Nick, because, you know, Freddie's a tremendous player. And that's, to me, is Bryce. Can he rise to the next level again? I don't really know that answer. I mean, and really, he's the one that will dictate that more than anything else, I mean, is what it comes down to. So I don't think he's content with the year that he had. And again, it wasn't a bad year. But when I think of Bryce Harper, you're thinking elite, right? You're thinking one of the top 10 players in baseball, and I don't think it fit into that category. But again, very good player. I have no idea when you see somebody. I have seen guys at his age. Again, he's not old. That level off. Or I've seen guys rise again.
Mm. All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. Let me start this with this. I don't think anything he said was not factual. In fact, if you asked me to assess Bryce Harper's game today, heading into 2026, Hugh, I would say the exact same things as Dave Dombrowski. I think he assessed his game completely accurately. He has not been, at least this past year, what he used to be. His age makes you wonder, can he get back to that level again? He's probably gone from elite to very good to more like in between very good and good right now. I think that's all totally accurate. Mm-hmm. What struck me is, why is he saying it? And what is there to be gained from saying it? And from a perspective of, like, they're still married to each other, right? Mm-hmm. It's the team and him, the front office and him. It doesn't make much sense to me, and it feels like something that was out of line to say. Not that it was inaccurate, but I'll give you an example of, let's just use Howie Roseman. I always think of Howie Roseman with these things. That's why I got annoyed yesterday with Dombrowski, because there's no way Howie would ever get up to the podium and say, boy, the Chiefs were good. What do you want us to do? Let's shrug our shoulders. You see that Mahomes guy? No, he would never say that. He would say, we're disappointed, and we're going to do everything we can to win a World Series. I digress. Howie. Could you ever imagine Howie Roseman going to the podium after a season, let's say this Eagles season, if Jalen doesn't start playing better, and say, yeah, Jalen was elite at one point. He's not anymore. We'll see if he can get back to it. That's up to him. I would be floored if Howie said that. Now, he might feel it, but I don't think Howie would put that in the atmosphere. So I don't think what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday was inaccurate at all. He's right about Bryce Harper. I did think it was out of line, though. I don't understand why you say that about your franchise player. Hugh, did you think it was appropriate, out of line? Like, what did you think now that you've heard it a few times?
No, I didn't think anything. I think he was dead on because, you know, we talked about that. And, you know, not to be, I told you so,
here,
Douglas.
Here we go.
But I remember, like, a couple of days ago, you know, when Devin Caney kind of, you know, agree with a sentiment that I had that Bryce Harper might be on the chopping block. Mm-hmm. This kind of validates that. So all y'all that thought that was a bad take, y'all can kiss my ass because that wasn't a bad take. You have to learn how to read the tea leaves. And the bottom line is Bryce Harper has not been the guy that he's been in the past. Y'all still holding on to that Bellum in the Bank stuff. That was a long time ago. And when you talk about where this team is, the reality is this is getting older. It's getting a little longer in the tooth.
Right.
And he had the nerve and the audacity to start the season asking for some more money and then came out there and didn't play well. I mean, that's the reality of it. And then had the nerve to roll out the rivalry starter pack the way that he did. Mm. So that's what, like, y'all need to start getting out your fandom and listen to what's being said. Dave Dombrowski doesn't get up there and say that. Go back and listen to some of the stuff that he said about Bryce Harper last year and see how that relationship has changed. Bryce Harper, he might not be they might not trade him, but they're considering it. It's definitely been a conversation. That's a fact. You don't say stuff like somebody like about somebody like that that has that much cachet in the organization. You don't get out there and say that, and everybody's talking about it. They're talking about it on MLB. And say that about him and not consider moving on from him.
Okay, so sometimes when we have these conversations, you like to use relationship analogies, right? I'll throw one at you. There could be a fact about your significant other. There could be a fact about your spouse. Is it wise for you to say it out loud?
No. It all depends. Even if you have a great relationship, it's certain things you just cannot say to your significant other.
So that's where I'm with this. Like, if you just, black and white, yes or no, baseball perspective, is he wrong about anything he said yesterday? He's not.
No,
that's the truth. What does Dave Dombrowski gain by letting us know that he's not sure if their franchise player will ever be elite again? Is he trying to light a fire under his ass?
No, I don't know. But I have a question for you, Joe. This is just like, because you've been married a while, right?
Yeah, 14 years.
And I'm not saying, because we've never had this conversation, but I'm just asking hypothetically.
Okay.
If, as long as you've been with your wife, if you didn't like her cooking and she asked you one day, how do you feel about her cooking? Would you tell her I'd never liked your cooking, or would you just go ahead and ride that out since everything's been perfect all this time? Would you just say, hey, no, like, since you asked, babe.
I'd ride it out.
Yeah, you got to.
I do enjoy her cooking, but I would ride it out. I mean, like, what do I gain from saying I wouldn't? Yeah.
You got to ride that one out. It's just certain things, even, because this is the one thing that I've learned, especially dealing in relationships. Women especially, they want you to be forthcoming, fellas. You can't tell everything.
Mm.
Like, for real. Like, don't be that dummy and fall for that. Don't be the dummy and fall for that full transparency. That's a fallacy. That's not real.
Yeah, it's not real life.
It's not. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Do not fall for that joke.
So, the Bryce thing, it is kind of a marriage. Now, it's not as binding, right? You could trade players and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know what the Phillies gained from yesterday. Like, what did Dave Dombrowski gain from yesterday? Unless he's trying to light a fire or he's annoyed at Bryce. Like, if, again, what would Howie do? I would be floored if
Howie do is crazy.
I'd be floored if Howie ever got.
But like, that's not.
But
100%,
NFL doesn't operate. Like, you, that's a conversation. That's a closed door conversation.
Yes. No, but yesterday was an open door conversation. He put it out there. Like, Howie, is it fair to say since the 2022 season, Jalen Hurts hasn't had an elite full year? I think that is fair to say, right? I'm not talking about the Super Bowl MVP. I'm talking about since 23, 24, 25. There's no MVP votes. There's no elite season. Howie can say that, and it's factual. I'd be floored if Howie got to the point and was like, Jalen was elite at one point. I don't know if he'll ever get back there again. I'd be floored. Well, I thought it was out of line.
He'd filibuster like he always does, but Dave's always been very forthcoming. Like, I don't know. It definitely shocked me when I heard it.
It's shocking.
But the more I think about it, like, I'm okay with it. Like, Harper has no issue with being honest and saying what he feels like all the time, right? Like, they are in this together for a while. And I don't think it's unfair for him to be honest about Bryce Harper as a player. I will say this, though. That's not comments you make about a player that you're going to trade. That's out.
Oh, because you're saying, like, torpedoed his value?
Yeah, you talk about how he has all these great years left and all that stuff. Like, by the way, like, I don't think it's a conversation unless people start calling about him. I don't think they're going to be like,
that's a fair assessment.
But something is off with this relationship.
I pick up what you're putting down. But you called him out, though.
Wasn't it an easy answer to not make this a conversation? Bryce has been a great player. Bryce would probably tell you this wasn't his best season, but he could do something like where I would never doubt Bryce Harper, right? Bryce Harper's one of the best players in baseball.
And he'll bounce back.
Yeah, right. Like, I wouldn't doubt Bryce Harper. We believe in him. We're excited for the next 6 years or whatever there's on the contract.
Well, he was honest about everything. He said, we'll see on Castellanos. Matt Schramm is a you-know-what.
he did do that.
That's who Dave Dombrowski is.
It is who he is, but yesterday was as blunt as the organization has ever been about Bryce Harper.
I agree.
I just thought it was striking. Our 215-592-9494. Dave Dombrowski's comment on Bryce Harper was, Well, either appropriate or out of line, it is one of our Twitter questions here, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Right, let's get back to the phone lines. On the Eagles, are you confident? And the Bryce Harper comment by Dabrowski yesterday. Again, I was struck by it because it was blunt. John in Allentown. What's up, John?
Guys, that comment by Dabrowski, had me want to fight. That was completely out of line. For a guy who has made bad decisions year after year and still has not put a batter behind Bryce Harper to protect him, that's pretty out of line.
Well, John,
it's really hard to be elite when you have no protection behind you.
So, John, it is fair. As much as he was being blunt and fair about Bryce's performance, it is blunt and fair to bring up that, like, they have $60 million on the payroll next year tied up in Taiwan Walker, Aaron Nola, and Nick Castellanos. Mm-hmm. Like, that's squarely on Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah. And you know, I hope that somebody offers Kyle Schwarber a ton of money because I don't want him back.
Why?
At all.
Why?
I don't like him.
You don't like Schwarbs?
Well, I respect that.
As a player?
I don't like him as a player. I think he's faker than fake.
He had 56 home runs.
He's fake.
I don't care.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know what?
This is my new favorite story.
He hit 58 home runs. Man. And you know.
How are we replacing 56 home runs? Where are they coming from?
Addition by subtraction.
Stop. Yeah. That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard all week. And we just sat through an hour of that press conference yesterday.
This offense without 56 home runs will be
addition by subtraction.
Meek. It will be meek.
Jack, guys, what does this team not do?
What do they not do?
They don't play small ball. They don't play small ball ever.
Yeah. Where's small ball getting the Brewers right now? They're getting their ass kicked with small ball.
You need guys with different approaches.
Live your truth, John.
Why
can't they do that and have Kyle Schwarber? You understand they can have both.
Because he don't like Schwarber sucks.
No,
John.
John, this is moronic.
He stinks.
I mean,
all right, he stinks.
Time out. We need to be able to have we got to make a vote as a show. If we're not allowed to say Jalen Hurts stinks, we can't say Kyle Schwarber stinks.
He said he didn't like him at first. I can respect
that's
that.
True,
he did start by saying he didn't like
Jalen Hurts stinks, but.
Jalen either.
Who do you like?
I love Jalen. No, hold on. I love Jalen, but right now he stinks.
Right, he does. Yeah,
I'm okay with that too.
Who do you like?
Right now, who do I like? I like Bryce Harper.
Okay.
That's why he called. Right. He didn't fit the Bryce.
I got you.
Yeah, I like Bryce Harper. I love Bryce Harper. I love that guy. And he's an elite player if you put somebody behind him that can protect him.
Well, I think it would
Schwarber to three and see what happens.
Well, so and John,
get him off the team.
We appreciate it. I think it would help. I think it's a fair point that Alec Bohm is that's a make believe cleanup hitter, it's been a fraud that we've been trying to pretend is a cleanup hitter for years now. I agree with that, but I don't think it's unfair to say Bryce is no longer an elite player. I think what Dave Dombrowski said yesterday is true. Dave said he kind of went on throughout that and said, you know, kind of if you look at the Bryce at has been a top 10 player. And I don't think right now he's that. That's totally true. If we're still saying Bryce Harper's a top 10 player in baseball, we're lying. I mean, just look around the league. Look at the Ohtanis and Judges. He's not in their class. Right now he's not. And that's what, I mean, it's fair. I can say it though. Like, who am I? Dave Dombrowski is running the team that Bryce Harper kind of co-runs. That's why I wonder if there's something going on more than just baseball, Hugh, because
recklessly speculating.
That didn't feel like a comment you make about someone because doesn't it feel like Bryce is like the two parties are aligned for the 13-year contract? Like,
yeah.
And yesterday felt like the first time the Phillies start distancing themselves from the Bryce Harper. He's our whole franchise.
Yeah. It and I heard what Kyle said earlier, but that doesn't sound like, you know, somebody that you're willing to trade. I don't know, Kyle. It kind of sounds like somebody you don't think is as cute as they used to be. It's like, you know, you're dating somebody and you're looking at them like, ah.
But if you're trying to hook your boy up with her, aren't you acting like she is still?
Wait a minute. What are we doing?
No, like, I'm talking about.
He's just following your analogy.
Yeah. Like,
Maybe that's not. Wait a minute. What are these young kids out here doing?
Well, I think I kind of cooked with that one, to be honest with you.
I wasn't prepared for it.
We're keeping things a box and beans and all that.
You're trying to hook your boy up with her, huh?
Well, like a franchise that is trying to move on from
one
a player.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right. And you don't, but you know, if you're trying to give away your trash, you aren't talking about how trash it
is. Well, I will say this. If they know, like, say if your friend group knows that your significant other, we're going to say significant other at this point, has gained a few and has not and has fallen off a little bit, like, that's something it's visual. You can't hide that. So, I mean, why lie about something that we can all see?
But why say something that we all know?
I mean, because
what's the game?
Well, you're keeping it a bean. Like he said, he's still a good player. Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts are both older guys. But they fit well in the component in which the team that they're on. Okay, they fit well as a component piece.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I was going through this morning like, why did he say this, right? All the different potential reasons. I wonder if he's challenging him because he knows they're not going to spend a ton. Like 2 years ago, Dodgers lose with Betts and Freeman, right? Mm-hmm. What do? They went and got Shohei Ohtani. They got a player to be the best player on their team. I wonder if he's challenging him because he knows we're not going to get a Kyle Tucker, right? Like, Bryce, you got to be our best player, and right now you're a complimentary player, not a superstar.
I just don't know how you hear that and draw the conclusion that they're open to trading him. Like, I mean, what was Howie Roseman saying about Carson Wentz before they got rid of him?
What did he say? It's like a ring on your finger or finger on your hand.
Well, come on, man.
Now Howie's with nine fingers and he's got rings on him.
I think at that point, you know, when you talk about baseball, at the time, you know, guaranteed contracts were not a big deal in the NFL. And I think that Howie was talking from the ghost of the past and how most GMs talk about players before they trade them.
I think he's just doing the prudent thing, and that's, you know, not undermining your own leverage in the situation.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
Yeah, I didn't walk away. I didn't walk away yesterday thinking they're going to trade him, but I did walk away thinking there's some cracks in the relationship.
I got my eye on you, dude.
Man, I'm just, you know, I'm hot takey today.
But didn't they undermine their leverage in a trade? He just told everyone he's not elite.
I don't think so.
But wait a second.
Totally
but
I don't think so.
But if I'm selling you something and you say, "What is this? Is this product in 100% shape?" And I say yes, but I'm not. No, I say it's actually got three cracks in it, but I don't know if it'll ever look the same.
I don't think you could hide the fact that he wasn't elite this year. Because there were plenty of times where he didn't look, I guess, happy. He didn't look comfortable.
Yeah, but I think that's, like, everybody knows that, right? We're talking about what you expect from him in the future.
Yes,
right.
Potentially,
it could be them trying to light a fire, too. It could be.
Maybe they're pissed that he asked for more money.
If you're going to sell a car and it's clanking as you drive into the lot, I mean, are you going to sit there and be like, this thing's a piece of crap? Or you'd be like, that's very easily fixable.
They probably mad because he you know, he threatened to commish. Probably put hands on him in the locker room.
There's something weird's going on. I think we
come on, big guy.
I mean, something weird is going on. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all these things. Let's go to Mario, Northeast Philly. Mario.
Oh, nothing.
Uh-oh, Mario's not ready.
Mario, what's up, pal?
Yo, my bad, man. I was in here cutting hair, man.
I heard it. No, you're good, man. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I was just calling to talk about the Hurts. I thought Kyle was going to hit Will with the when he talked about Hurts going to throw over 300 yards.
I thought he was, too.
But I don't know, Joe. You might be jinxing us because you said the same thing about the Giants, talking about, oh, they're a bad team.
Yeah, I did.
And look what happened.
Yeah, we got crushed.
I think Wentz might hand it to us this week.
Oh, Mario, I can't handle that, man. I can't handle it.
Hey, one more question I got to ask before I get off this phone. One thing I'm tired of seeing with Sirianni, maybe y'all can help me out with this. Why he be walking out with Big? What does Big Dom do?
He's the enforcer.
He's security.
He's the enforcer. Yo, guys, I'm tired of seeing at the end of the game him just walking out on his hip like Sirianni, the last dime.
Yeah, he's a consigliere.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Yeah. I said that right, didn't
I? Absolutely.
I ain't have much to say, man. I'm at work. I got my man in the chair. I just want to say, man, I love talking to y'all every time, man. And y'all have a good week, and I'll keep doing your thing.
All right, Mario. We appreciate it, man. Let's get
home. Be big up.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right, now. Be cool.
All right, then, brother.
Good stuff, Mario. We appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. We're in the barbershop. What are we going to do?
Yeah, that's awesome. We're in the barbershop.
It does. It is awesome. They're listening to us in the barbershop. I'm just used to it now, I guess. Sirianni, he gets the escort off the field from Big Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you call him?
The consigliere.
His bodyguard is what he is.
Yeah, I mean, not even in the same zip code.
I'm just saying. It just sounded cool. They're both Italian. It's a cool name.
Does that mean they're both Italian? All Italian people just walk together?
No, I'm just saying because that's
I'm Italian. Yeah. There's no big doms that walk me into work.
Well,
and
I mean, because you probably don't know the right folks. That's all.
What does that mean? I don't know the right folks.
I don't know who the folks to know. The big dom and Nick, they walk
every
out.
Every Italian family has a big dom. It's just a big guy.
Seriously?
In the, well, I mean, not exactly big dom, but like a big guy in your family. You call him big whatever. That's just this is not new.
Don't disrespect Big Dom.
No, that's not what I did. I'm just saying Italian families have their Big Dom.
Big Dom listens to the show now.
Listen, they keep walking out.
He's still looking for Kyle.
Yeah, you better watch it. You better watch yourself over there, Kyle.
We're buds.
I don't know about that. 215-592-9494. All right. When we come back, I have to officially put to end something that we hear around here a lot. Last night was the final straw. I'm done with it. In fact, we're going to dump it. If we hear this again, we're going to dump it on the air because we just it's almost become like a curse.
Evergreen.
It's ridiculous is what it is. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on what your reaction to Dombrowski's comments yesterday about Bryce Harper. I just thought, even though it was factually true, it was totally out of line to say about a player you're still married to for all these years. Hugh Douglas thinks it was acceptable and thinks they're going to trade Bryce, which is my favorite subplot of the week here from Hugh Douglas. Also, the Eagles. Are you confident they're going to bounce back on Sunday? We'll discuss it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Guy Pay.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So pleased to be here with you on this Thursday afternoon. We've been talking all day about Dave Dombrowski's press conference today. Toppers, not quite as eventful as Dave Dombrowski. Topper, whew, you guys have said it before. You don't usually see Topper without the hat on.
Man.
What a head of hair on that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a snack.
Oh, my God.
It catches you off guard when you see it. But I'm like, whoa.
I feel like I'm watching Goodfellas. You know?
Now he dyes it, you think?
Yeah.
He's
for sure.
Got to.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's pretty. It doesn't look doctored with.
Let me stop.
Well, go ahead.
I'm just saying that's fully colored. Like, that's yes. Full, yeah, that's in his.
He's dipping his head in Bic ink before he goes out there.
I tell you what, I don't know if
there's literally no gray in there.
Not
anywhere.
One. Look at me. I'm covered in gray.
He could put. What if he pulled off 1 year? He goes like Paulie Walnuts. And it makes it look like
does
a skunk.
The wings?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love to
come
see
on,
that.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are any rules about this, about a manager. If he doesn't have to wear a hat, he shouldn't wear a hat during the game. He should be out there just with his.
That's why I'm surprised he still has a great head of hair. Because when you wear a hat a lot, I feel like sometimes you lose it.
Doesn't do
Dude,
it.
I don't think I've ever seen a manager great, without a hat on.
Yes. Well, I think he should. And I think he should leave his jersey unbuttoned.
Well, that's Gabe. Now you're getting into Gabe's
territory. Yeah, all the way to the middle. But Thompson Rob Thompson is who Gabe Kapler thought he was from a physical standpoint.
Oh, no, man. Gabe might be the best looking man I've ever seen, man.
Well, he's a little too. Oh, here we go.
Break it down for us.
Okay. The reason he is sculpted, right?
Yep,
he is chiseled.
What sets him apart?
But I don't think he's sexy. I don't think.
If,
oh, wow.
If I was a woman, I would, I'm just being honest, I would look at Gabe Kapler and say that is a specimen. He would be a good, you know, stripper or something. But, but he doesn't.
You'd be a good stripper.
There's no, it looks fake almost.
Right.
He doesn't look real. Whereas Rob Thompson, I think, exudes sex. Whereas.
Wow. Jesus.
Clip this audio.
Yeah, seriously. You leaned all the way into this one. Rob Thompson looks sexy.
I mean, okay. Look at that head of hair, man. Okay, that dude.
I'm with you on the hair.
How old
is
he?
That's why I'm getting off the bus with the hair.
He's like 62.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's looking great.
Well, Gabe drank. Didn't he drink like coconut milk and all of that? Like, he spit the ice cream out?
He did. He had a very strict diet. The coconut thing was the oil, though. And if you remember, he used coconut oil for. Yeah.
Hey, that was a great moment.
It was a great moment. They found his old blogs. They found his old blogs. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do 50-year-olds look as old as they used to? 86.9% say no. There we go.
There we go.
So, you know, one of our favorites this year was Nick Castellanos, fan favorite, I think everyone could say. Everybody loves Casty, right?
Real quick, which podcast are you more looking forward to listening? When Castellanos leaves the Phillies and goes on a
AJ.
Podcast? Or AJ when he eventually leaves
the Phillies? There's no doubt AJ's, yeah.
Yeah, AJ, yeah. But Casty.
He's dying to let it out somewhere. He's going on Michael Parsons' podcast, no doubt.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Somewhere.
No, you know what? No, he's going on Slay's podcast.
Yes. Both former Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, man, Slay's going to be right there with him.
I believe passer rating against Slay this year is 112.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, cooked.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not very good.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, I think Casty's will be something else, too. Casty's waiting to talk.
Oh, he's going to unleash on Thompson.
He's more likely to certainly let it all fly.
Well, 100%. He's going to say something. I guarantee there's something about Bryce.
He will level Bryce. He will level Bryce. He's going to level Rob Thompson, but he's already sort of hinted.
He's already done that, yeah.
And maybe since he's already done it about Rob Thompson, he won't do it about Rob Thompson, so the Bryce thing is more effective, I wonder.
And the fans. He's going to bury the fans.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. Well, speaking of him.
he buries the fans.
Nick Castellanos has a year left on his contract. He is a Philly. Even when the World Series ends, he's still a Philly. Here is Dave Dombrowski on Castellanos.
If there were a few moments this season where Nick seemed upset with his role and maybe with Rob to a degree. I know he's under contract, but can that relationship continue for another season?
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into specific players that are on our roster under contract, but the things that you talked about are accurate, but we'll see what happens.
Wow.
We'll see what happens about a guy under contract.
Yeah.
The things you talked about are accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made sure he put that in there, too. Yeah, he's out.
And they asked him.
They're certainly going to try to move him.
One interesting.
Well, I think they might release him if they can't get anything for him.
Okay.
Like, I think it's that.
Okay.
It's that bad.
They'll pay it.
Yeah.
The bummer, if they can't find a trade partner, is that is money that, you know. Now, if they trade him, no one's going to. You either have to pay part of it or attach a prospect. It would be nice to get that money off the books.
Sure.
For next year.
Oh, yeah.
$20 million is not nothing.
Yep.
You know, him and Taiwan, that's $38 million total.
Yep.
So Taiwan, though, was a good soldier. Nick Castellanos was not.
Who would have thought that?
That Taiwan is the good soldier?
I mean, 2 years ago, Taiwan was ticked off about his role.
Yeah, well, he wasn't on the postseason roster.
Give him credit, man. He's a good soldier this year. And we needed him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he was valuable to us.
He was.
And with the uncertainty about Wheeler, now, he did give a good update on Wheeler.
Yes, it was like, positive about Wheeler.
But he still said mid to late May, which is a month and a half.
You got to add another 2 to 4 weeks on it.
Hold on. Not exactly what he said. So, now, I'm just telling you. He said that the time period is anywhere from, and this is being able to pitch in Major League Baseball, from the end of spring training to mid to late May. So somewhere in that range, the end of spring training to mid to late May is what he said.
All right.
Yeah.
So, but regardless, if it is mid to late May or early May, it's still at least a month.
Yeah.
And like Painter, you hope is good. You might need to keep Taiwan, like at least for the beginning of the year.
depending on where Wheeler is. Well, if you can't pay, if no one's going to take the money, I don't mind having Taiwan on the team.
Yeah, he was a good soldier about his role. Yeah. Like I said, we needed him last year. He was valuable to us.
The only purpose in getting rid of Taiwan is getting the money off the books. Yes. And if you're not able to get the money off the books, he was fine.
Yeah.
And the other thing that Dombrowski said about Castellanos that I thought was interesting is there was a follow-up. It wasn't a follow-up question. It was because everybody had to get their question in. Somebody asked the exact same question later on. But he said that they asked about the Castellanos thing, and they said, and he said, normally I like those things to be kept in house. He's not the first player that's been unhappy. And he said the same thing on our show. He said he doesn't want to comment. And he said he has been involved in those things before. And the follow-up question was, did you get involved with the Rob Thompson, Nick Castellanos thing? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
So he was involved in whatever that was, you know? Yeah. I need to know what he said to Thompson. How is that not out yet?
I know.
You know, I need to know what he said to Thompson to piss him off that one time.
Yeah, he had to call him something.
Something.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
What if he made fun of his hair? That would have been.
What if he told him his hair wasn't, yeah, take a toupee off?
Yeah. What if he said, everybody says your hair's not even that good, Topper. Hair's not even
that
good.
Take that hairpiece off.
Yeah, take that hairpiece off.
We don't know
off.
If that's a hairpiece. I'm just saying that could be something that Casting could have said.
The only hairpiece we know of, sure, is Jack Fritz over there. Who's been wearing a hairpiece for 3 years now.
I spit on people. Yeah. I'm 400 pounds.
Where'd you get that from?
You do wear a hairpiece, though. It's okay.
I don't wear a hairpiece. It looks
good. Oh, Spritz.
Yeah, okay.
I got you.
Yeah. More lies.
It's okay to admit the hairpiece thing. It looks good.
He's pulling his hair.
That's what everybody with a hairpiece does.
Look, it doesn't move.
Yeah. Thick head.
215-592-9494. It was chilly outside this morning, and it's going to get even colder. The winter's going to be there, and at night, you're going to be in your home, and those old drafty windows, boy, they're gonna be a thorn in your side, because that cold air is going to get in there. It's going to make your house less comfortable. It's going to make your energy bills go up. It's a good time to call Guided Door and Window, because right now, their buy one, get one half off sale is going on right now. It's on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get a second one 50% off. Mix and match based on whatever you need, because you might need more doors than windows or more windows than doors. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. The more that you get, the more that you save. This is for a limited time, and there are restrictions as well. You can start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. What you got to do is call Guida today. Schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. goguida.com. That's go G-U-I. Leave me alone, Jack. Go G-U-I-D-A.com. Lenny in Turnersville. You're on WIP. What's up, Lenny?
Lenny!
Hey, how we doing, guys? Two quick points. I've been on hold for 2 hours, but here we go.
Not starting the right way here.
Yeah, here we go. The luxury cap.
Yeah, luxury tax.
Luxury tax.
Yep.
Harper, Turner, Wheeler, they all want to win for the fans. You really want to win for the fans and win for the organization? Well, how about walking into Dombrowski? Hey, I'll take a pay cut. Let's re-sign, okay? Let's get some ABB players, okay? Here's the way they do in the NFL. I don't know if they can restructure. Bottom line is, why don't they ask them, hey, can you guys take a pay cut so we can get this ball player in town, okay? My second point, Harper is Harper's like Trout. They're on the backside of their careers. And here's the other thing. Ike, what do we expect out of Harper?
Yeah.
Give me 275, give me 280 during the season, give me 25 home runs during the season, but this is what I want in the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't want you to hit 205 in the last 10 playoff games. I want you to hit 305, give me 6-7 home runs, and give me about a dozen RBIs, okay? Everybody's talking about what they want to do in the regular season. Look, 10 games, the last 10 playoff games, he's hitting 205.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the postseason stuff is fair. That is certainly fair. You almost say to yourself, get through the regular season, that's great what you do there, but you mostly need to step up in the postseason.
And that's one thing we were waiting for this year.
Yeah.
And I look at it a little different, Lenny, in that the numbers aren't really what I care about. What I care about is when there are moments. I just want
moments.
I want to swing the game. Nobody cares. You know, everybody ripped Aaron Judge for how Aaron Judge performed in the postseason. He hit 500 this year with a 1300 OPS. And you know who, if Yankee fans care, they don't. Because they won the wild card round, they won one game in the ALDS, and they lost. Because what it ends up mattering is, do you get the hits that can swing a game? So I agree with you, but I agree with you in terms of production overall. But what I would also say is, even in the Met series, where his production looks good on paper, there was a moment that could swing it. He didn't come through in that moment, and I would have traded the 1,000 OPS for coming through in that one particular moment. Now, look, it's easy to say, right? It's easy to say, I want you to get a big hit at the biggest time, but that's what you look for from these guys. And if you are...
That's fair.
If you're framed as a playoff riser, you have to rise during the playoffs, you know?
And the other thing is, look what the Dodgers did. How did they win the game against the Phillies? They put the ball in play.
We don't have anybody who can put the ball in play.
Well, that's not true.
Who put the ball in play? In the last 10 playoff games, when it counted.
You're doing when it counted. Who puts the ball in play on the Phillies? Bryson Stott puts the ball in play. Alec Bohm puts the ball in play.
Trey Turner
puts the ball in play. They do. But you have to... Nobody wants to hear this. Thank you for the call, Lenny, because everybody's obsessed with small ball. You have to hit home runs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
You look at the history of that.
The one game we won is we hit home runs.
That other stuff is nice. And when I think you have to be able to put the ball in play when it'll swing the game. When there's a guy on second and third and one out, you need to be able to get a guy home.
Drive around home.
I think part of the problem with some of our bigger guys is they don't really change that approach too much. And for Trey, for Schwarber, for Bryce, they're still up there trying to hit home runs. But when we're in a series where one run's going to swing the game in every single thing, I need you to just get a guy home.
You know, they don't change their approach based on the circumstances in the game.
It doesn't feel like it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't feel like it. And Trey was weird because Trey had the 1-3 hit game, but everybody only had one good game.
Except for
JT and Castellanos had big hits, but everybody else.
Bomer.
Right. You're right. Bomer.
Two players are on the chopping block.
Yes. Castellanos.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
They're the issue.
215-592-9494. Violet in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Violet?
Hi there. Happy birthday to you.
There we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yep. This is how our delegation says it.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, different vibe.
Yeah, I like it. It's like a Marilyn Monroe vibe.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to do that, but you know.
I'm married. Yeah, it's all good. It is a birthday, though. It's a birthday present.
I just wanted to comment on both Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. I thought they were both appropriate. I mean, if people were expecting Dombrowski to talk about who they were keeping and who they were getting rid of, it just would not have been an appropriate time to talk about that. So, you know, I applaud him for that, and I applaud him for how he answered with some of those questions. And as far as Rob Thompson, I know people really wanted him gone. I absolutely adore him. I love him. I think he's a player's coach. And I actually could really hear the pain in his voice. So I think we just need to make a couple little changes here and there. But I actually did like your last caller's take on taking a pay cut with some of these guys. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. I just think we need a couple pieces of the puzzle, you know. We got a great pitching staff. I mean, I would love to keep Ranger, and I would love to keep JT. I don't know if that's going to happen. Probably not. I'd like to keep Schwarber too, but you know, I mean, we just have to sit back and see how this all plays out. And as for the Eagles, oh gosh.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. You know, I think Jalen just, he's got to get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to step up. I mean, I love him, but you know, come on now.
Yeah.
I've been in the league for a while now. You got to step up. Do something different, you know, roll out.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. But I know, I was talking to the morning guys, and they were saying to do that, you have to be under center more. So, well,
yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Violet, as always.
Good call.
She'll mention that every quarterback has things they don't like to do, and that's right. True. And Joe Burrow doesn't like being under center. The difference is that Joe Burrow is not the quarterback of a power running football team. That is not a football team that run. Yeah. They are going. He is going to throw the ball all over
and
the place.
He's clearly better thrower.
Better thrower. Yes.
Well, better thrower.
The under center stuff helps with the running game. It helps with play action and the running game.
The Bengals aren't. They don't rely on the run game the way the Eagles do.
No, they use it's the opposite, right? And there's a lot of there's more quarterbacks that are in shotgun and pistol now, so much more than 20 years ago. I mean, it's way more. But again, they're supposed to be a running team. It would help if he were under center more and they could disguise that a little bit.
Takes me back to the Chris Sims comments. You know, this idea that Jalen won't allow them to change some of the things in the offense, which could be lining up under center. Like, they may feel like, well, hell, we could get the running game going a little bit better if we ran the ball from under the center.
Yes.
At times. And you could do the little play action.
Well, think about the stat we were talking about yesterday with Baldy, that Saquon is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage more than any time in his career and second most in the NFL right now. Yeah. Well, if you are giving him the ball under center and he is hitting the line with a sort of a head of steam, mm-hmm. as opposed to it coming from shotgun, mm-hmm. where he is stationary when he's getting the ball and he's 4 yards mm-hmm. or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, that would make a big difference.
And I'll tell you, from playing the linebacker position, this is the impact it has on your second level of defense. Quarterbacks under center, he turns to hand that ball off. I have to honor that. So I have to be ready to play downhill so I can defend the run. And where it benefits the offense is when you run play action off of that.
Because it freezes you.
Yes, right? Or I've committed.
Right.
Because you run the ball so well,
right.
I have to try to get downhill. Now when you pull a ball out after you stick it in the running back's belly in a play action formation, that area behind the linebacker and the safety is wide open. That's where the play action pass helps. So the reason why the play action and shotgun doesn't work, because now as a linebacker, I see Saquon lined up right next to you as the quarterback, and the only thing you can do is either fake the ball in his belly.
Yes.
And depending on down and distance, I'm not going to honor that as much. I'm just not. I'll wait until you give him the ball, and then I'll get downhill versus if you're under center, I have to be ready to go because he's going to have a head of steam. That's the difference. He's starting from a stop position in the shotgun. Under center, Saquon is getting the ball coming downhill.
Well, and that is, he has been under center, but and this is part of the predictability thing,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time they're under center, they do run. But what that means is that when the linebacker sees that you're under center, they know you're going to run.
They know you're going to run the ball.
There's no question.
You haven't broken enough tendencies by doing both to make the defense honor one thing or the other. And that's where, if true, the Chris Sims sort of thing about Jalen not allowing them to change things, that makes a little more sense. Because if you're Nick and Kevin Petullo, and you're trying to get the running game going, why wouldn't you? It just doesn't make sense to me that you wouldn't get under center and give the ball to Saquon out of the dot, meaning the eye behind the center, versus him being offset. It's easier for a defense to see that when he's offset.
Well, and even if we put the language that Chris Sims used to the side, won't allow them to, is unable to.
Mm-hmm.
Put it. Forget the idea of Jalen saying, absolutely not, I'm not going
I
to
won't do
it.
That,
if he does
if
it.
If he's not good at it or unable to do it.
Unable to do it because they didn't work on it, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a hindrance.
215-592-9494, talking about Dave Dombrowski's press conference today. Do you feel any better? Do you feel worse? Are you mad? And coming up next, Mike Mayock joins us. And the first question I'm going to ask Mike Mayock, give us something that they're doing well that'll make us optimistic. We'll see if he handles it better than Sheil and Jordan Mailata did. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.